missed your call, please leave a detailed message after the beep.
Really enjoyed you last night. You know, I was looking on your Instagram, and I was like, wow, he's creative executives, wonderful dad. I'm seriously so happy I swiped right. I just don't understand why you're single.
Good girls gone bad, and the bad girls want it fast. The ambitious work too hard. Finish strong, babe, finish strong, babe. Wale wrote the book on her ambition. Mama taught me to trust my intuition. She got away today, she always working late. Guess the scholarships don't cover her tuition. Be careful what you ask for. Dora likes to explore. Take the good with the bad, the happy times with the sad. And stay glad like the trash bag. Strong, loyal, God-fearing. I want a classic queen,
not a
that cooks and cleans,
just like movies.
She gon' make the tacos, I'ma make her eyes roll. She's just born a trench coat, what my can I ask for? She can be the right person,
wow.
The wrong time.
Wow. Welcome back to the new Earl Aikman Show, 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. That's Mr. Montreal. Hey, Montreal.
Yes, sir.
I am going to incorporate that into my daily playlist, man.
Wow.
I want to hear that, man. Every day, I'm going to make sure that every day I'm on the air that we play that and maybe some of your other stuff, man. I think you are just a talented, talented young man. And I have to go back to you. You know that my wife and I are raising a disabled child.
Yes, sir.
That we've had now for 18 years. And I remember bringing him to your studio, and you went over and above the call of duty with takes a lot of patience to deal with the young man we're raising. And, man, you were as kind to him as any person we've ever met. I've never forgotten it. And you're a very special guy. So we're going to make sure we incorporate your music into my programming every day.
That's an honor. You have an amazing son.
Huh?
Amazing. I said you have an amazingly talented son. And that's, I mean, I'm going to be transparent.
That's my great nephew. But go ahead.
Wow. Wow. And you're his caregiver.
Yes, we have been for 18 years, my wife and I.
That speaks volumes about who you are, you know? That speaks volumes.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, but anyway, let's get to mental health, man, because you spent those years in the public schools. You've seen that it's a crisis in this country and many times just overlooked. Why is it that we don't want to focus on mental health issues in this country?
I think the biggest thing is people don't know what it is. Mental health sounds cool, but the real thing is a mental illness. When we think about what is a mental illness is anything that disrupts your thoughts, your social skills, and your ability to perform anything. And so sometimes we look at the data and we don't realize it's more people than we know. There's 450 million people living with mental illnesses that have sought some form of counseling.
Right.
Yeah, man. I mean, and then you have to think about the folks that haven't been. And so that 33% of our population is impacted. In Wisconsin, that's 1.9 million families who have a loved one living with a mental illness. And even to go deeper, depression is considered a mental illness, even if it's seasonal. Even if it's just I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, decisions can be made that can impact your life when waking up on the wrong side of the bed. One in four people live with that. One in 17 individuals live with more serious conditions like bipolar disorder or schizophrenia. So the numbers, you know, they're only growing. And this data was made available through the Department of Health Services, and this is from like 2017. So imagine what it looks like now.
You know, man, one of the things that I said I was going to do if I ever got back on the airways, and now that I am, is address this issue. Can you explain to me, and I know it's probably a bigger situation than where you are right now. I'm going to challenge a system that many young children in the public school system have IEPs, individual educational plans, based on some issues that they are dealing with in their lives. And so by law, the public schools have to have these special plans for those young children. And so they will, if they start at 5 years old in IEP, as a young man my wife and I are raising, all the way through their time in the schools, through high school, they have these plans. So can you explain to me then, Montreal, why once they leave the high schools, the society disavows the fact that the young person has some issues that need to be addressed, but once they become adults, all bets are off. Can you explain to me why that makes any sense?
I won't say it makes sense, but what I will share is the Bible teaches us that we perish because of lack of knowledge. And a lot of times, let's just speak specifically to communities of color. In communities of color, mental health, mental illness is taboo, something we don't talk about. We might tell somebody to pray, sleep it off. We might say that child is touched, but to actually go through the process of going and finding a counselor, it can have negative effects. One, we don't want our children or our loved ones labeled, and we don't know how far those labels go. So rather than getting them help or getting them diagnosed, sometimes we don't do anything about it but pray. The other aspect of it is, let's say, for instance, my lovely wife, I've been married for about 5 months now. She works in higher education supporting 55 students across Wisconsin. And one of the main things that she advocates for is equity. There are special circumstances that you can have if you express in a college setting that you have an IEP. But most people don't know that, because you go from a place where, let's say you go into a university and you have to do all your liberal arts classes before you even admitted into a school, into which you'll say, this is what I want to study. You don't necessarily even get an academic advisor. You might have somebody that helps you pick out your basic classes, but there's not necessarily a person advocating on your behalf or even educating you and your family to say, hey, these are additional resources of support. And so the thing is, we do a poor job at advertising. We do a poor job at having community outreach to let people know what resources are available. And so when that child leaves that K-12 learning environment, sometimes they might even have to leave the home. And it's unfortunate, but I do believe there's some solutions.
All right, man. Listen, we are going to certainly talk about an array of things in the next half an hour. And I'm going to bring you back, because there's so much to talk about, man. And I couldn't think of a better person to spend that time talking with. We've got to go to a break. Mr. Montreal Kane is on the line. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We're talking about mental health. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I cross the ocean seas just to have you here with me. When it hurts, I love you. No one else above you. I'll do whatever.